B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, let's talk some issues here. Well, there's so many issues to talk about with our next guest who joins us every Tuesday. And the Delaware Valley looks forward to Tuesdays with Sal Powell.
Yes, and he is brought to us by Concordville Nissan.
That is correct. And here he is, ESPN's prominent and adorned NFL reporter, Sal Palantonio. Hello, Sal.
You know, on Tuesdays, I can't even go into the Starbucks in Morristown because everybody wants to know what I'm going to say on your show at 5:15.
I understand that. I've heard that throughout the Delaware Valley. Well, Sal, I can't wait for Sal to be on Tuesdays.
All right, let's start with this, Michael. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Eagles should have won the game. Held the Patriots 17 points, lost the game. Should not happen. And they lost the game because a lot of players failed to make plays in critical situations. Blown coverage on the Dorsett on the Edelman touchdown pass. Drop interception in the end zone. Aguilar doesn't make a catch in the end zone an NFL wide receiver was supposed to make. Majeri doesn't tackle Burkhead. He runs for 30 yards, the biggest play in the game. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz, I mean, if you take five specific passes he should have completed, the Eagles win the game. He's rushing his throws, Mike.
Yeah, let's talk about him. Because, yeah,
the whole Delaware Valley is focused on him. He's rushing.
Exactly. He's lost a little bit of confidence, it looks like. He looks a little stiff. What are you seeing?
Well, I was the radio sideline guy for ESPN Radio, so I literally had the perfect vantage point. Rushing his throws, the nose of his ball is diving. He's throwing off his back foot. In the end of the game, he was simply not calm in the pocket. That's why, to me, he looked wildly inaccurate. That's the reason why. And I think he knows that. So, you know, I had ESPN stats and information. Just look up the numbers. In the fourth quarter this season, when Carson Wentz doesn't have a lead, he's completing just 51% of his passes with one touchdown and two interceptions. Total QBR, 23 out of 100. Only Sam Darnold is lower in those situations. Mike, that's bad. I hope people were paying attention to that.
Yeah,
fourth quarter this season when he doesn't have the lead, he's not performing. This is not an isolated incident. And so what has to happen, right? Let's look at what specifically has to happen. What has to happen is the head coach, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach, and the quarterback and McCown have to all get into the room and look at every single pass in the fourth quarter and see what he's doing and correct the problem. To me, that is the number one thing that has to happen. Absolutely. And the second thing that has to happen, where did they lose the game, Michael? In your view or my view and anybody's objective view?
They threw the ball too much.
Well, that's part of it. But you lose the game in critical situations. That's an overall, and I agree mm-hmm. with you 1,000%, no question. You know, in the grand scheme of things, they threw the ball too much in the second half. They didn't stay with the run, and we'll get to that. But they lost the game on third down. They came into the
terrible
game
on third down.
Third in the league on third down. They were converting 50%. They converted 23% in the game. Belichick had a plan on third down, and Peterson did not have a counter punch. And if he did, it wasn't executed by the quarterback. When you fail on third down, whose responsibility is it? It's the design and play calling of the coach and the execution of the man with the ball in his hands on every play. We all know that. That's where the game was lost.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Sal, you know, he doesn't have an abundance of weapons. And it, maybe it has influenced his lack of confidence right now. But but how much is him, and how much is the fact that his coaches aren't helping him out, knowing they don't have that kind of personnel and making it easier for him? What is at root of this?
Well, Michael, let's start from the baseline of how we opened this little segment. They should have won the game. Without Jeffrey, without Jackson, without Howard, without Lane Johnson for most of the game, they should have won the game, because the Patriots on offense were worse in many cases than the Eagles were in the game. They should have won the game. So if you really want to look at it, you got to go back to the offensive coaching staff. You're calling off a bye, Mike. The offensive coaching staff just failed miserably. They were outcoached, joined the club, of course, but they were outcoached by Bill Belichick. I didn't see I saw no toss sweeps, no reverses, no jet sweeps. Where was the bootleg action? Where was the rollouts? Get Carson Wentz out of the pocket. They let him sit in the pocket and throw to pass routes and concepts that I've seen 15, 20 times in the last 2 years. And if I've seen them, I know Bill Belichick has seen them.
Well, is that not puzzling to you that they're not savvy enough to adapt to like that? You know, I don't get that part of it.
Well, again, you know, if just a few plays are made, they win the game. But, you know, listen, to me, the game plan utterly lacked creativity and deception. What's the first art of war, Michael? Sun Tzu, deception. First rule of battle, don't wake the horses. That's the first thing they teach you as a military officer. First thing, surprise is the key. And Belichick was never surprised by anything that they presented to them.
Where do we stand on this quarterback right now? Stock is dropping with the fan base. You feel that, right?
Yeah, but it shouldn't drop. It shouldn't drop. He just needs to make a few plays here or there, and he needs to be coached up, and he needs help. He needs help.
Well, he's not going to get help. Is he going to get help?
We can agree that he needs help, right? You can't. If you go on my Instagram account, SalPal ESPN, Matt Bowen breaks down the first sack of the game. And when you look at the first sack of the game, it's clear it's not Carson's fault. It was the play design and the execution by the wide receivers. He's not even holding the ball that long.
Where's the help going to come from, Sal?
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. He needs help. So look, they got to win a game on Sunday. So what do they have to do in this game? Specifically,
I would like to move him out of the pocket. I would like to get Miles Sanders involved in some screens or get in a flat or some weird whatever. You know, Belichick had the middle of the field taken care of, and I just don't understand how they couldn't adapt to that.
Okay, so let's look at the first thing you said. You got to move him out of the pocket, Mike.
Yeah,
Mike. First thing you got to do, get him out of the pocket. Get him out. Especially now you're missing Lane Johnson. Who knows if he's coming back? You got to put Dillard on the right side. You know how long Jason Peters is going to last on the left side. You may have Vitae on the left and Dillard on the right. You got to move him out of the pocket. You ever watch Kirk Cousins? How much do they move him out of the pocket?
Yeah.
Move him out. He's
good going to his left, which is what
and
Cousins does.
He's good going both ways.
Yeah.
He's good going both
back to right. He's not as good as the left, but I hear you. You got to move him.
You've got to move him. He's always been good throwing on the run, but you've got to move him into some open space. There's no question about it. He is a sitting duck there. Why? Because guys are not getting open. So now if you move, this is so simple. If you and I were playing in the backyard, my guys weren't getting open, I'd bail out, I'd roll out. Wait till they get open. Buy some time.
Yeah.
Number one thing you just said, perfect. Move the launch point, as Jaws likes to say. Get him out of the pocket. Two, the game plan should have went up, down, through, and sideways Miles Sanders. No question. Absolutely. And it didn't. It did not.
All right, here's the final question. Can they score enough points to beat Russell Wilson? Is that a no? That was a mumble, Sal.
It's Tuesdays with Mike, not Friday.
That might be a sound drop.
I got to look at it.
All right.
Right now, I'm saying, I might not say
I got you. All right. We'll talk to you.
Talk to you.
There he is. Sal Powell.
Yes, he was brought to us by Conkerville Nissan.
That is correct.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.